This is the Ron's Update Podcast 103. Hey, gang. I'm on the backside of Stone Mountain out on the inside loop. And was listening to a podcast and the earbuds kept falling out. So I decided, well, since I can't listen to one, why don't I just record one? So I got out the old recorder and cranked it up, and here we are. I'm in my warm-up phase of a 6-miler. We'll see how it goes heart rate-wise this morning. Yesterday it was pretty good. I ran a little under 5. And I didn't have a jumpy heart rate like I had been previously during the week. On my warm-up, I got my threshold set at 70 to 128 to give me a little slack there, because my heart rate, if it does jump, it's not a true reading. So, well, I mean, it is. I mean, that's what my heart's doing, but as far as aerobic training, it's not got nothing to do with that. So I got it set on my warm-up phase for that threshold, and then on my individual miles, it's set for 108 to 118 as usual. I'm running along downhill now, so we'll see how low it stays. It'll probably still jump up above 128. What I do is I watch it, and if I get up above an 118 and see it's going up, then I'll stop and walk. And it drops pretty fast. I was running past somebody and it got up above 128. I kept going. It dropped down back in the range for a little bit and went up to 135. So I had to start walking. Let's change the subject. I'm sure you're not really interested in my heart rate jumping up and down. You know what? I'm just going to turn this thing off. I tried to record while I was running, and it was a lost cause. I was on the backside of the mountain, and I just couldn't get in a good rhythm of where I could talk and run and walk and all that other stuff. And there were just so many people back there that I don't like to talk to myself when I'm going by people, you know. So I just gave up on the recording and just decided to wait until I got back in the car after I finished. So here I am. I started out with ended up being a 16-minute walk for a warm-up. Well, not a complete walk. It was a running walk. And as usual, my heart rate was jumping around some, but not excessively. And after I got that over with, I had a 6-mile run. So I basically got in a little over 7 miles total. And it was about, I'd guess it was probably around 50 degrees and sunny. And there was a little bit of a breeze blowing, so it wasn't ideal. I mean, it wasn't uncomfortable, but with no breeze blowing, it would have been perfect. And I got my 6-miler in that I wanted to do today. I went out about, maybe 3 8/10 and turned around. So I finished before I got back to the car, so I walked back and felt pretty good. sometimes the marathon run is frustrating because you really want to take off and run a little bit faster, but then you go, well, what am I trying to accomplish here? I'm not worrying about speed right now. I'm trying to get some base up and get my aerobic system developed, and that's the most important thing. So you're just going to have to deal with these slow runs and walking until you get in better shape. And I think for 7 miles, a little over 7 miles, I averaged overall a little over 14-minute pace. I can look on Training Peaks when I loaded into Training Peaks to see what my fastest pace was. Yesterday I actually was slower than that, but my fastest pace during the run was like 8:15. So I have little spurts of where I'm running faster, but my overall pace ends up being slower than dirt. So, but the thing about it is I'm not dreading training, you know. There's been times when I've had a 6 mile run scheduled and I go, oh, I really don't want to do that because I'm going to have to go out there and run hard, you know, stuff like that. Well, doing my marathon training, I know everything's ultra easy and I'm keeping my heart rate between 108 and 118 as best I can. It does go over 118. I mean, I'll get up into the 120s by the time I stop to walk, you know. But, I mean, overall, I would say I'm doing a pretty good job of staying in my range. And in the long run, I'm sure it's going to pay off. So just have to deal with the frustration of running slower right now. And it really isn't that much slower than what I've been training. When I was doing my Galloway run walk, I was only doing 13:30s most of the time, so what's the big hoop, right? I mean, 14-minute pace compared to 13:30 is not that big of a deal, and if I'm getting a better base out of it by staying within a low heart rate zone, burning more fat, training my body to burn more fat, and also develop my aerobic base, in the long run, I'm better off. And hopefully I'll see some gains in a couple of months. Now, if I don't see some gains in a couple of months, then I will be frustrated, you know. But I'm sure I will. And there's other people that's done the math training and have done super. So why would that be any different for me? Thought I was getting the hiccups there. Drinking a little coffee while I'm recording. See, gas is back up to 329. The other day it was down to 306, and in some places it was below $3. So I don't know what's up. So I'm hoping this whole thing is going to work out. And I know you get tired of me saying I hope this thing's going to work out. But there's been plenty of people who have done it and succeeded, so I figure I'm just one more person that can do it and succeed. I'm going to stick with my math base training till either January or February, and then pick a particular race to train for, and then whatever that particular race is, 5K, 10K, 10 mile or half marathon, whatever, then I'll pick a specific training plan for that distance and do it. Because for the past couple of years, I've just been doing half marathon training plans and just kind of chugging along. But if I decide that I'm going to do more 5Ks or 10Ks coming up, what I would prefer to do is switch to a particular training plan that targets those distances so that I can get my speed up some and not feel like a slug when I'm running these races. I really don't know what would be a good time for me at the present, because I haven't run one. I mean, I ran Peachtree, but that doesn't count. And the last 5K I ran was a while ago, and it was probably in the 28-minute range, 29, somewhere like that, which to me is slow. But for my age, maybe it's not slow anymore. Maybe that'd be my norm. But I would love to get down, 24, 25, 26. That's kind of stretching it, I think. But I would love to do it. You know, I'm in a quandary. I really would like to build my base where I can do some longer distance races and be comfortable. But I also got to be realistic, and it's a whole lot easier to recover from 5Ks and 10Ks, and I can race more often and enjoy myself with shorter races than longer races. If I was 20 to 30 years younger, like I used to be a long time ago, yeah, I mean, there were, back in my 30s and 40s, I was probably averaging close to 25 to 30 races a year, easy. I mean, it seemed like every other weekend I was running a race, and sometimes two weekends in a row. It was just what I did, and I loved going to races and running in them. And maybe that's why my foot problems developed. I don't know. But once I got my first case of plantar fasciitis, I definitely slowed down after that. So, anyway, I think what I've been toying around with. Right now I'm doing Higdon's half marathon training plan, and I've been into it for about, maybe 5 or 6 weeks, and I'm already getting the itch to do another one. That's the way I am. I'll get going on a training plan, and about halfway through that training plan, I go, well, I want to do a different one, And I don't know how many people do that, but I constantly do that, where I did do Galloway's half marathon thing all the way through, and then ran the Athens half marathon, and it was just a two-finish half training plan that I used, going along with Kevin Gwynn and Jeff Galloway's Galloway half marathon training podcast. And I did that and finished the Athens half marathon back in October. But after that finished, I switched to Hal Higdon's half and started doing it, and was gung-ho for a while, and I was listening to somebody on a podcast, I think it was David Horton on Ultra Runner Podcast, and he had mentioned Tom Osler, and back when I was probably, I don't know, in my mid-30s, I bought one of Osler's books and started training by his method of, if I remember correctly, you picked how many miles you wanted to run a week, and then you took those miles and divided them up to give you your long, your hard runs and your easy runs and your long run. And I started thinking about that after I listened to them interview David Horton, and I said, "What? I might get Osler's book back out and just calculate how many miles a week I decided I want to run, because right now my average mileage has really been low. When I was doing Galloway's half marathon training, you know, I got some longer runs on my Sunday, but during the week, you're just talking 45 minutes or something like that. Well, you're not getting very many miles in overall. You're getting a pretty low mileage base, and that's one of the reasons I'm doing this Maffetone base training. But I started thinking, well, you know, I would just like to average about 21 miles a week. That's 3 miles a day average, and I haven't done that in a long time. So what if I get Osler's book out and calculate my days based on that? You know, like I'll go for 21 miles a week, and I divide that up where I'm going to have some longer days and some shorter days, and then a long run, and do that for a while. So I started thinking about that, and I'm thinking, well, I'll have to look into it. I'm going to stick with my Hal Higdon half marathon for right now, but I am going to get Osler's book out and look at it and do some calculations and just see what I can come up with. I'm trying to figure what the name of that book was. Something for Serious Runner or something. I'll let you know. When I get home, that's one of the first things I'm going to do is go find that book. Then I'll come back and tell you what the name of it is. I don't even know if it's still in print, but I've got it. I've got a lot of books that probably aren't in print still. So I'm almost home. I'm going to pull in the driveway, turn off my recorder, go up to my man cave. It isn't really a man cave. It's just my room where my computer is and my bookshelves are and all that stuff. And rummage and see if I can find Osler's book. And then I'll come back and let you know what I found out. Okay? Okay, I found the book. It's called Serious Runner's Handbook by Tom Osler. It's got a picture of Frank Shorter and Bill Rogers running side by side. Looks like in the Boston Marathon. And the copyright on it is, well, not the copyright. When it was published was 1978. Okay. And on chapter 3, planning a base schedule, is where I found the mileage distribution for a typical week. And this whole book is a book that's written like a question is asked and then he answers it. On this particular one, the question was, how then should the mileage be distributed over a typical week during base training? And his answer was, there are several possibilities, one of which is, and then he goes, Monday, length short, distance of run 5% of week's total. Tuesday, medium, 15% of week's total. Wednesday, long, 30% of week's total. Thursday, short, 5% of week's total. Friday, medium, 15% of week's total. Saturday, medium or short, 10% of weeks total. And Sunday, time trial or race, 10% of weeks total. And it says some runners may make every other day an easy day. Thus, the pattern becomes hard day, easy day, hard day, easy day. This is also very effective. And then the next question was, do you really need all those easy days? Won't you become a better runner by working hard every day? And his answer was, rest is as important as stress when building a runner's base. Each workout tears the body down a bit. Ideally, the runner should recover overnight, but often this is not the case. The easy days are the safety valve, allowing the body to recover and make itself stronger. Without the easy days, the runner is likely to stagnate and improve a little. Even worse, he may break down with injury or illness. Anyway, I'm going to take this book and look it over all the way and take 21 miles a week and divide it by all these percentages and see what I come up with, or multiply it by those percent, however you do it to figure your percentages, you know. And then I'll decide if I will switch from my half marathon Higdon training or not. But that's just another thought. You know how I am. I'm pretty wishy-washy. I go from one to the next. So I guess that'll be it for now. I'll let you know how it goes.
Hey, thanks for listening to today's podcast. We'll be here next time. Keep the emails coming in and be sure to subscribe.